Did you ever have any frightening experiences or anything when you were a cat? And would you ever think that maybe you had had it or something? Did you ever have any real scary experiences when you
No, after it was over.
Oh.
I've had several experiences that would make you have funny feelings to look back over it. Yes, sir.
What's some of the times that you know?
One of the worst times that I had, but on that very boat, the Jewel. She was between 65 and 70 foot long, and she was about an 18 foot beam boat, nice boat. And Captain Harry was the owner of her. And I was, you might call me the mate on her. Well, I run the boat. He trusts me with it just as good as he would for himself, you know, with it. In 1926, I'll say that was the worst experience I had. I left Pensacola on the morning of when the 26th hurricane was coming through. We didn't have no radios, only just at different places. Some once in a while, because we called it Buck's Roar down at Fort Walton. Not, it was Camp Walton then. And we'd stop at, if it had bad weather, we had to freight for people there, Buck's, what they call it. And he had the store there. And we'd get the weather report there. And I stopped there to unload some freight. And while it was unloaded, I went up there and got the weather report with the radio. And by the time it was dirt roads from Pensacola, hard to get to Pensacola to Fort Walton then. Well, by the time I got there and got ready to leave, here come Captain Harry up there and told me that the hurricane was hitting and that better stay there in the Narrows, not go. I told him, I said, well, Captain Harry, I'm headed for Garnier's. I'm headed for Garnier's Bow. That was a pretty bow play bay up in there. Deep water. High timber on the east side, high hills too, pretty up in there. I said, I'm headed for Garnier. If I can get the head of Garnier's Bow, I'll be all right. I can weather out. I don't care what it is up in there. He said, well, Russell, he said, I'm afraid you'll never make it going out in Choctaw Bay over the bar, and then you're going to have to go east and turn right back northwest. And he said, when you turn right there, you're going to have trouble. I said, I'd rather have that trouble right there than have it here. Well, he wouldn't let me go, and it was his. I'd have went, sure. I'd have made it, too. And that hurricane come and just washed that island completely off. Now, have you been across there at Fort Walton? And yeah, if you go down 98, well, sorry, that was just a solid sheet of water there. So we had to get away from that dock and get out in the stream. It tore the dock down, the boat did, you know, it would hold her. And he was with me then. Had a digger on there of a deckhand, Joe G. Wright. Put him down on the bow, and we got the anchors already before we got out there. And I had a 300-pound anchor and a 150-pound mud hook on it. Plenty of line. You'd call it an anchor hawser, cable, whatever you want to call it, but I had 300 foot of that up to each anchor. And you couldn't hear, man, that wind was just blowing, you couldn't hardly hear at all. And I had, you know, for fire purposes, we had fire axe on the house on the front of it. They had a fire axe. And I walked out from the pilot house and told Joe, I said, Joe, let every bit of the scope out on that 300-pound anchor. I want it out first and tie it off. He thought I said cut the darn thing, and he grabbed that fire axe and cut that line. Boy, she went. I lost that, then I didn't have a 150-pound anchor.